Born to Fly by Sarah Evans there. Air Canada last December won a few Melbourne fans with their direct Dreamliner flights to Vancouver over the holiday period. Well, the rumours mill suggested they might extend the direct service. We've got the good oil straight from the horse's mouth. Vic Norton is General Manager of Air Canada for Australia and New Zealand, and I asked him about the airline's plans for Melbourne.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Vic.
Hey, Graham. Thanks for having me. It's very exciting to be here and lots to tell you today.
Well, I'm pleased to hear that because Air Canada, I love Air Canada. I've flown a few times. You used to go via Hawaii. I thought that was pretty cool. But you have got a big announcement and it involves Melbourne. So tell us what's going on.
Yeah, I'm sorry we can't enhance the Hawaii story because we don't do that anymore, I wish. No, we're very excited to announce that we're flying to Melbourne, Vancouver, the first direct service. It's been a long time since those, well, ever, really, but since first time we've flown here since the Hawaii day. So it's very exciting, and it launches 3rd of June with a brand new 787-9 Dreamliner aircraft, state-of-the-art. So we're very excited.
We're excited about the aircraft. We really like the Dreamliner. It's great air in there to fly in. You don't get off feeling jet-lagged. The other thing, I guess, Melburnians hate flying via Sydney. We'll do anything not to go via Sydney. So to go direct is a great bonus. How long will you do this for? Is it just a seasonal thing?
Well, we started it seasonally. Some of your listeners might know we already flew from December to February as a seasonal service just to cover the winter market. But then we announced late last year that it's now going to be year-round from 3rd of June. So it's starting 3 days a week from the 3rd of June on a Tuesday, Friday and Sunday. And I'm really pleased to announce this is pretty hot off the press as well. Demand's been so great that we're actually upping the frequency to 4 days a week from November. So very exciting.
Oh, well, that is exciting to have that amount of choice. I reckon you'll get business travellers also engaged in that type of exercise, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, the reason why we're going up to four because the demand has been so great, especially from the business traveller community. You know, there's a lot of trade between the two countries, which is a reason why we expanded to Melbourne as well. But also, what the feedback we're getting from business customers is, It's beyond Canada as well. So the transit experience in Vancouver they experience versus some of the US airports, you know, is really, you know, it enables them to, I guess, arrive more stress-free into the US. So it's not only Canada. We're actually seeing great demand onwards to the US.
Well, let me ask you about the US. It may be a bit too political for you to want to answer me, but are you seeing an increase in loads into Canada because of uncertainties about President Trump and some of the things he said and some of the suggestions there are for getting into the US?
Well, we're definitely seeing an increase in loads into Canada. Can we say it's because of our friend over there? Who knows? But the stats are out there. I think travellers, Australians to Canada, is up 20% last year on the year before. Can we put it down to himself? Wow, we could speculate.
I think, and I thought it was an April Fool's Day announcement that you had to provide the five previous social media handles that you'd used. I thought, oh, that's, you know, that's got to be April Fool's, but apparently not.
I actually haven't heard that. Is that true?
Well, I believe it is, yeah. And Australians are exempt because of the visa waiver program, but if you want a visa, they want to know what you've been saying online. I mean, That's just Big Brother, isn't it?
It is Big Brother, but I guess our focus is Canada, so it's up to those guys how they want to operate their arrivals.
So if you fly to Vancouver, you don't have to go through the American immigration port in Vancouver Airport, or do you?
Yes, so in Vancouver Airport, you basically turn left if you're staying in Canada, you turn right if you're going to the US, and we've actually got US staff that work there, so the travellers can clear customs and immigration right there, so we've got a US team there. So you effectively step on US soil in Vancouver Airport. So then when you fly onwards, whether it's to Chicago, New York, Seattle, etc., it's as if you're on a domestic flight, so you're already in the US. So as soon as you land in your US destination, you're out, you're on a tarmac, you're through. And the other thing is that, like, going back to the original question about business travellers, is the product's consistent all the way through. So we actually have a Dreamliner operating, for example, Vancouver, New York. So the product's really good. And funny, like, aviation fact about it as well, it's the same aircraft that arrives from Brisbane. So we've got the same Dreamliner that flies from Brisbane to Vancouver and carries on to New York. So the Melbourne customers will be meeting that same aircraft. So, yeah, it's good. It's a good offering.
Okay. And so do you go well beyond Canada and the US? If somebody was wanting to do a round world, for example, can they do that with Air Canada?
Around the world wouldn't be possible, but it would be in conjunction with our Star Alliance partners, obviously. We fly to Europe, you know, South America, Asia, you know, but I guess we fly to India as well. That's another. So you can probably get as far as India on Air Canada, which which would be a long, long way. Long way to get to India.
Still, if you like the airline, and I've always found it good, then I guess that's something. Some people like collecting points too, don't they?
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's great. And to be honest, that tells a story about Canada. The expansion over the last few years has been incredible. I mean, in 2017 alone, we opened 30 new routes. 20 were international. 2018, we have another 10. International routes as well, and actually in the last 3 years we've grown 40% just in the last 3 years, and for the 8th largest airline in the world, it's a great story to tell what's going on.
Now, what are the loads likely to be back from Canada, in other words international visitors from Canada to Australia?
Yeah, we're hoping that's going to be pretty big and pretty even, really even split. I mean, we over there, and that's obviously part of the strategy as well, to boost Victorian tourism over in Canada. And I know my colleagues over in Canada are working quite closely with the Victorian Tourist Board over there to promote that. So yeah, definitely it works both ways. So we're hoping to help, you know, local Australians as well, bring more Canadians into Victoria.
Right. And can I just ask you, in terms of pricing, where are you going to position yourselves?
Where are we going to position ourselves? We'll be competitive, obviously, but we do offer, you know, a better product, you know, being direct and a premium brand as well. So it's not going to be the budget cheapo airfare, but it'll be competitive for what you're getting, for sure.
Well, that sounds great. And your aircraft, are they being serviced in Australia or do they return to Canada for servicing?
Return to Canada, yeah. So we don't actually have our base here as such, so they all go back there.
What about the food and wine that you put on board?
Food and wine. We've got a chef, Hawksworth, who a Canadian well-known chef that looks after our menu. So it's very good and very well received by everyone. And the wine, we've got obviously our top Canadian wine on there.
Is the Dreamliner the ultimate aircraft that will fly this route? Have you got anything sort of in the pipeline that you might move to the next model, or any other thoughts on that?
No, I think the Dreamliner we have on this route is the state-of-the-art Dreamliner at the moment, the 787-9. It is our top-of-the-range product, so there's no movement on that. The next part of our, I guess, airline strategy is more now moving toward our narrow-body fleet with the 737 MAXs that are coming on board to service those short-haul destinations and transatlantic as well. So, yeah, a wide-body, the 787-9 is where we're at the moment, and we're happy with those. We have four more coming in 2019, to the end of 2019, so we may have more destinations, but that's the aircraft we're looking at. Obviously, if Boeing offers us, you know, something better that's going to be more profitable for us to run, then we'll definitely consider it.
I think there is a 10 in the works there somewhere, isn't there?
Yeah, there is a 10. There's a 777 as well they're looking at. And again, I think we're all in discussions in head office, but nothing locked in yet.
Mm. Now, do you have partners in our domestic network? So if people are in Adelaide or Perth and they want to do this direct flight, say, from Melbourne, who would they fly with to be part of your network?
Our partner here is Virgin Australia, and it was a big part of our strategy in announcing Melbourne as well, because like you alluded to at the start, I think Melbourne, you know, when you're transiting from behind Melbourne, Adelaide, Perth, Tasmania, for example, it's probably seen as a more convenient airport to transit, you know, because it's all under one roof. So yeah, we're really pleased to have that, and we have just kind of enhanced our partnership with Virgin just to make it easier. So we now have agreement with them for the flights that feed into Melbourne. So yeah, if you're sat in Adelaide, Perth, or any kind of logical regional city that feeds into Melbourne, you can choose to go that way. So it's great, it's exciting.
Okay, and just finally, for those up the pointy end who have the company paying, what do they get?
They get a very, 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 very comfortable seat, of course, Graham. It's 1-2-1 configuration, and it's right up there, the best business class product you'll ever see in the world. Very comfortable, plenty of workspace, but that's really blows me away. Loads of space and a huge screen as well, so it's great for doing work.
So, Vic, you've got the new aircraft, you're flying direct to Vancouver. If I wanted to go further on, is it quicker for me to come with you to go to New York than one of the other carriers that might go via LAX or San Francisco?
it's a great question, actually, because, I mean, people, I think a lot of people don't realise how close Vancouver is to, like, the States. And it's actually, we're up there with the fastest airlines to get to New York. So if you're choosing to go Melbourne to New York, we're up there. We're actually the second fastest by 10 minutes in New York, which I don't think is very well known in the market. It's another reason for the success that we've seen with the forwards. You know, so not only, you know, is Vancouver close, it's a great airport, you clear US Immigration and Customs there, so that's a lot quicker as well. So, and you don't collect your bags in Vancouver Airport either, like you would do if you're going through an LA, for example, or any US airport. So it's just, it's quicker and there's less hassle. So it's a great offering. The other thing that we offer here, which is quite unique in this market for going to North America, is we've got this fantastic concierge service. So if you're a business class customer or you're a top tier frequent flyer with Star Alliance or Air Canada, you actually get this extra welcome at the airport and really looked after from the moment you step foot into the airport to the moment you're on board. We have a dedicated airport team that just are there to help you if you need anything. And it's something quite unique to us. We've invested heavily in it. We have it in our Sydney, Brisbane. It will be in Melbourne as well when we launch. And it is a global thing, so you'll also get it in Vancouver as well. You know, if they see there's any problems with your flights or anything, that you'll be looked after. So it's quite a unique offering. And I've seen those guys at work, and it's the best, one of the best customer service moments I've seen. It's really good.
Well, sounds great, Vic. Congratulations on the move, and we look forward to hearing how it goes in June.
Yeah, thank you very much. Great to be here, and yeah, watch out.
That was me speaking there with Vic Norton, the General Manager of Air Canada.